Radio to head, Mr. President. They're waiting for your broadcast.
Oh, ouchies.
On September 11th, great sorrow came to our country. And from that sorrow has come...
Yet another episode of Bob's Slapdown Funhouse beginning in 3, 2, 1.
I hope someone's videotaping this.
Program, you're about to hear Bob's Slapdown Funhouse with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of sub-genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You just have a fun of fun and need another flow. A four little kiss to the woman next door. Stick on the gas, put your hand in the air. You make a peace sign and you pull back your hair. You think about nothing, now you're nice and high. You ever came in love, but you don't know why.
By changing our way of life or restricting our freedoms.
Yeah, no kidding. Once I'm inclined to agree with you, Mr. President. Oh, I for one have had a gut full of all the crap that's going on the news, and I can't wait to get off this beaten track with a nice light show with nothing but sunshine and lollipops and all the happy things that we've grown to miss. I'm so glad everyone knows what...
I've been in Reno for 6 weeks. Did I miss anything?
Oh, great. Well, so much for that bright idea. Thanks a lot. Okay, well, to begin at the very beginning, we'll have to go back to the start of the Christian church.
For 2,000 years, we have waited.
We have the answer. The political leaders of this nation and of this world do not have any answers.
The future is coming. Coming after you.
Just come and laugh at it if you want to.
Ruthlessly. Relentlessly.
Relentlessly.
Engulfing you. Overwhelming you. Until it ultimately terminates you. And only one thing can save you.
Who? It's me. Bob!
Wait a damn minute. Our Bob doesn't wear a turban. Oops, I guess it was Bob.
Bob is dead. They shot him in the head.
You want to make an omelet, you gotta break some eggs.
There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows.
It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose.
Who knows?
It's coming, and... doesn't matter if the rock groups and a comedy group make fun of the Word of God, they will answer one day, because it's dangerous to take that mark, Revelation 14:11. The smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. Why? Because they took the mark. But listen to me. It all means one thing. This is the important point.
But there's more to be afraid of than crash landing.
Pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing.
Slamming, crashing, banging action from opening scene to mind-bending climax.
Have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger.
The book offers not a plot, but rather a person.
caught in a special yet universal plight. Mostly in the city of New York, by this time an American folk myth. And in the end, he comes to the same rueful acceptance.
All right, New York, I'm coming back.
Dad.
Don't you start.
You're scaring the children.
Good. I don't want to spend one extra second in this urban death maze.
Welcome to New York.
As it was in the beginning.
Before we start our specially recorded tour of the city, as your lecturer, let me give you a little background on this giant, dynamic metropolis. New York is the mightiest community in the history of man. There is no historical parallel to its development. One out of every 12 Americans live in and around New York City. No wonder the streets are crowded and the traffic so heavy.
I want to be a part of it! New York, New York! These vagabond shoes are longing to stray, are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York!
Top of the World Trade Center, only place you can land.
I would not be surprised if in about a year from now, we didn't see some serious civil disruptions, whether there'll be bombings, whether there'll be attacks of biological weapons.
You must love this country more than I love a cold beer on a hot Christmas morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, I love this country, and I don't want to be speaking out against America and our way of life, but the truth is, in the Bible, there's a mention of Babylon, mother of harlots, who has made the world drunk with the wine of her fornication. We have exported filth on the internet to the world. We have exported pornographic filth in movies. We have sent to the world violence and sex and crime, and we have corrupted countless millions of people. And we can't do that without some retribution, not to mention all the babies that have been aborted in America. So is God's protection being lifted? The answer is yes.
He peered out at Eddie, then at me. His eyes were dark and wet. His expression was sorrowful.
I smell evil around you.
What?
I smell evil around you. Your time is near. So near. So very near.
Why are you saying that? You don't really believe that, do you?
I don't know. Gotta nuke something.
Jesus, you're thick.
Middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war. No great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
Crap of the world. We are all part of the same compound.
Like a monkey ready to be shot into space. Space monkey. Ready to sacrifice himself for the greater good.
In their oppression of countless millions. But just as those regimes sought to rule and oppress, others in this century seek to do the same by corrupting a noble religion. Our president has been right to see the similarity and to say that the fault, the evil, is the same. It is the will to power, the urge to dominion over others, to the point of oppressing them.
You want to keep it that way.
Suppose you'd rather have terrorists.
How many terrorists have you met, Sam? Actual terrorists.
Actual terrorists?
Yeah.
Well, it's only my first day.
And someday it may happen that the victim must be found. I've got a little list. I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed. Who never would be missed. There's the pestilential nuisances who write for autographs. All people who have flabby hands and irritating laughs. All children who are up in dates and floor you with them fat. All persons who in shake hand with you like that. And all third persons who on spoiling tete-a-tetes insist. They'd none of them be missed. They'd none of them be missed.
He's got them on the list, he's got them on the list, and they're not on the list, and they're not on the list.
Now we have a commission to be militant.
Attention!
Hey, do you want to be in God's army?
Yes, sir!
Well, come on, let's sing!
God's got an army, marching to the land. Deliverance is their song, with healing in their hand. Everlasting.
me see those knives.
Isn't it great being a soldier in God's army?
First rule of Project Mayhem is you do not ask questions.
What are you talking about?
America has not been invaded by a foreign enemy in nearly 200 years. Look at them. Soft. Spineless decadent.
Your American music is so decadent.
Yeah.
But it's so exciting.
That's where it's at, honey.
It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
They don't even understand the nature of their own freedom. Or how we could use it against them. They are their own worst enemy. But they don't know.
We contact the government officials. They refuse our existence.
What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9.
Plan 9?
Yes, Excellency.
Report to me when this has been accomplished.
Yes, Excellency. It'll be done.
Ibrahim regarded the revered leader of their band. His features were extremely dark, and the thick beard hid most of the lower half of his long face. The revered leader smiled.
The result will astound those watching.
Yes, Excellency.
Mahmoud smiled and said something to Ibrahim. Are you ready?
First rule of Project Mayhem is you not ask questions.
Ibrahim began to feel the weight of destiny on his shoulders.
Here goes.
So he's so busy worrying about the front rotor, he walks right into the back one. Only in this business.
I'd like to sign up for helicopter lessons.
Sorry, pal, but it takes a special kind of man to pilot these birds.
I got a coupon.
Okay, get in.
18 hours from now, America will be a different place.
We're gonna hand them a surprise tonight. We're gonna cut them down to size tonight.
This is what we have to do.
Uh-huh. You want to what? Oh, I don't think that's such a good idea.
FBI counterterrorism task force.
I need you to arrest me. I am the leader of a terrorist organization responsible for numerous acts of vandalism and assault all over the city.
This is a tightly regimented organization with many cells capable of operating completely independent of central...
Oh, yeah, right. Whatever you say, pal. Wacko.
I believe the plan is to blow up the headquarters of these companies. You'll create total chaos.
Why these buildings?
Some kind of a threat. I can't explain it right now. Just trust me.
Sure.
He was crying, literally, when he was telling me. He said, you know that I know for a fact that Pat Robertson is building concentration camps where he's planning to kill all gay people and all Jewish people? It was incredible. He really believed this stuff.
But there's no children to sacrifice.
What the hell? Say, look, I'm busy. I'm reading the paper. Okay.
Are we secure?
No.
All right. Then listen. There's a very, very good chance that it'll all blow up. And when it does, it could well drag the rest of the world along with it.
Don't pull any punches. Give it to me straight.
Sorry, but you've got all these ancient hatreds being fanned and interacting, and various combinations and multiples thereof. The smallest thing can trigger any of them.
You can't let this happen.
Meanwhile,
Mahmoud smiled and said something to Ibrahim.
Airport parking, long term.
Wait a minute.
Shut up.
Wait a minute.
The guard regarded Mahmoud and Ibrahim.
How much money you got?
Mahmoud smiled and said something to the guard.
Well, now, look here.
All right.
The guard let them through without any questions.
How much money you got?
Hey,
Mahmoud and Ibrahim climbed aboard. When Ibrahim had settled into his seat with the backpack nestled between his feet, Mahmoud glanced over his shoulder. Are you ready?
Fly the unfriendly skies where the terror is.
Ibrahim smiled and said something to Mahmoud.
See you in hell.
Mahmoud smiled and said something to Ibrahim.
Send me a postcard.
Now they must look ahead to an act which would force the world to pay long overdue attention to the beginning of the end of the world order as it stood.
Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C.
Where could it be headed in such a hurry? There's nothing out that way.
No military targets. Strategic in any way. Colonel, you're sure there are no terrorist groups?
I'm certain.
We watch all of them very closely. Colonel, do you want to let the Air Force know where it is? In another moment.
Where?
Where? Where do we start?
I'd prefer to tell them where it's headed rather than where it will not be when they arrive.
Oh, please.
Come on, man. This is nothing.
Colonel.
Where is it?
Can't do it in Central Park. There's too many trees. Port authorities too low on the ground. Unless it was someplace high up. World Trade Center. That's it. There we go, the World Trade Center.
Terror Tower rose up darkly. Its two narrow towers rose up like two stiff arms at its sides. Storm clouds hovered low over the dark towers.
The sun never strikes the sidewalks in many of the man-made canyons of Lower Manhattan.
The air was heavy and cold. A perfect day to visit the famous Terror Tower.
Abandon all hope, you who enter here.
Okay. Where to begin? With your constant absenteeism? With your unpresentable appearance? You're up for review.
Golly!
So sorry to give you this bad news. You will all be imprisoned in the North Tower. There you will be tortured until you tell us the real reason why you chose to come here.
Huh? We're going to be tortured?
Just a little Terror Tower joke. I've got to have some fun, you know.
What did he mean? Why did he try to frighten us? It has to be some kind of a joke.
Okay, I'm sorry. I made a bad joke.
Let's find the elevator and get up to the room.
Morgan and his sister Kelly are about to learn that there's more to be afraid of than crash landings.
I was squalling and the cramped plane was full of people. About that time, a little stewardess meant step, pushing a little tray. You know these liquor things? I forgot I was on a plane. I forgot where I was. And she said, we've got beer, we've got champagne, we've got scotch. Which would you like? I looked at her, huh? She said, we have beer, we have Seagram 7. We have Jack Daniels, Bill Daniels, and Tom Daniels. I said, stewardess, I'm drunk already. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You're mighty silent this trip, Jack. You haven't spoken 10 words since takeoff.
I guess I'm preoccupied, Danny.
I haven't heard a word from this end of the plane since we left the field.
I've just been giving himself and me a study in silence.
The boys aren't killing
him. No, Edie, nothing like that. Hey, Edie, how about you and me balling it up in Albuquerque?
Albuquerque? Have you read that flight schedule, boy?
What about it?
We land in Albuquerque at 4 a.m. That's strictly a 9 o'clock town.
Nah, not only did she throw cold water on my Albuquerque plan, but now she's repeating herself. How about that Albuquerque ball?
I can't resist your charm, Danny Boy. Say, I almost forgot what I came in here for.
I will cut your pretty faces. Ah!
There's something going on up by the cockpit.
Ah! Only Cloud Crash. Tower. Tower.
One sec. Testing. Black box. 1, 2. Ah! Ah! She's all yours, friend.
Everyone's coming.
The thing I want to talk to you about is how you can control the flight of your Air Hawks plane. By bending the left flap on the horizontal tail wing slightly up, you can make Air Hawks bank left. Bending the right flap up will cause Air Hawks to bank right.
Where are you going that way?
I know. I haven't learned right turns yet.
Ah, look out!
And into the World Trade Harrier, the most famous quarter mile in history. And the best-known 5 blocks in the world. All around rise great towering buildings, It's estimated so many people work in this compact area of business that if they all poured out into the narrow little streets at one time, there wouldn't be enough room on the sidewalks and the streets to take care of them.
So naive.
Look!
Over there! Over there! Look!
In front of us, a large tower dotted with rectangular light.
We're going to die!
Ladies and gentlemen, we may experience some turbulence.
Four or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the famous crashing to the ground, not quite to the point past. Oh, the humanity!
I hope someone's videotaping this.
Wait, I took a step back and pulled my camera from my coat pocket. Eddie made a dumb face, and I pressed the shutter release and snapped the picture. I had no way of knowing that it was the last picture I would ever take of Eddie.
It'll be like pay-per-view.
You morons. You're running around in ski masks trying to blow things up? What did you think was gonna happen?
I don't know, we just,
Isn't it great being a soldier in God's army?
God's army's great.
It's not always fun, though, being a soldier. Sometimes they get beat up and hurt.
Oh.
Now, where do you suppose God's soldiers go when they get hurt?
To a doctor?
Well, kind of, but God has something even better than that. When we get our feelings hurt and when we feel sad and sick, well, we can find our healing in God's presence. And do you know what that is?
It's a very special place that God wants to take you into every day.
Ready to begin to bend over.
Part of some daring new ad campaign, but what new product could justify such carnage?
Brought to you by Degenerate Mills.
Makers of Sweeties, Breakfast of Simians. Square little O's of sugar-coated roughage give you the energy to muddle through no matter how bleak the week.
Black. The Chinese army just appeared in Santa Monica Beach early this morning, marching six abreast out of the surf. They are wearing scuba gear composed of old American beer cans and discarded hula balls. They seem to have marched underwater all the way from the Chinese mainland.
More to come.
Your convenience. If you find a flower-powered Tower Hour towel for your on your receipt. Folks, this is Bob Crud of Tower of Crud Stores reminding you, don't forget.
This program to bring you news of a terrorist bombing at the Pyramid.
There's life in the ground.
Of the night.
not trust my ears. I don't believe my eyes. I will not find love. I cannot risk it. Smell it everywhere. It's just another day. People cling to buy. Drives away the fear that comes in every night. It's just another. Just another day.
Just another day.
Just another day.
Just another.
Just another day.
Just another day.
Just another day.
It's just another day. When people wake from dreams, the voices of the ears that will not do away.
Everywhere I ran, there wasn't anyone until the temperature increased. The sky was crimson red, the clouds turned into smoke, and everyone was dead. But there's a smile on my face for everyone. There's a golden coin that reflects the sun. Thing
uncertain of return. I will
an elevator. It had to be an elevator. I turned and slammed the tower's hand pad with both hands. In reluctant response, a panel of lights blinked on. The elevator had one more floor to go.
We'll activate the elevator down to 50. From there on down, you walk.
Don't look, Kelly. Just run past them, quick. We have to keep moving. We can go down the elevator shaft with the others. Come on!
Yeah, level 5.
Yes. He's right here, Mr. Vice President. This is Bob. I want permission to try a risk.
What the fuck?
This is Scorpio.
Hey.
I have the Doomsday device. And to prove I'm not bluffing, watch this.
Clavkash, tower, observation.
Ah,
our city will not negotiate with terrorists. Is there a city nearby that will?
No need, sir. We'll find that head case faster than Garfield finds lasagna.
How the f***?
Oh, sorry, Mike. My wife thought that was gangbusters.
That's true. But I'm more concerned about security. If this attack is a taste of things to come, if that genie is ever let out of the bottle, it might be impossible to put him back in.
That's what you always say.
I know, but I mean it this time.
Where was I? Oh, yes.
Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on, deliver to me.
And you are starting a new professional sport.
That's correct. People have made a lot of money on football, basketball, baseball, and I want to make money on a new sport because I will have the franchises all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about this new sport.
Yes, it's called airplane demolition.
Mm-hmm.
Demolition. Yes, there have been automobile demolition at various places where they bump into each other and stuff. Well, we're going to do it in the air. It should be more exciting. It's more dangerous, of course, I'm not up there. I'm a promoter. I'm not a gentleman either. So.
Well, this, of course, is a very big sports town. I mean, people...
Well, I think airplane demolition could catch on.
Mm-hmm. Is this actually like a demolition derby sort of thing?
Exactly. It's just like a demolition derby, only it's in the air.
Will this team have a name?
Yes. We have the L.A. Debris,
mm-hmm.
the Nashville Nosedivers, Saratoga Signal Flares, the Montana Mountainsiders,
mm-hmm.
the Minneapolis Saps, and the Chicago Crashlandias.
Well, we wish you luck with your new franchise, and we hope that you get this off the ground.
Well, that's very good. Thank you very much, and I hope very much I won't be arrested.
I have a feeling this is going to be a very interesting flight.
Over the battery. We're moving down. Crash site ahead.
Man, I need air. Let this end, please.
You're really scared, aren't you?
I'm terrified, all right? We're going to die.
Well, that was brilliant. Now everyone is staring at us. You can do all the talking to the stewardess. Here she comes.
Oh, great.
Excuse me. Hi. Are you okay, young man? Would you like a magazine or some more peanuts?
I would like to be on the ground, in our car, and away from this crummy plane.
We'll be on the ground very soon.
Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming.
Khalid smiled and said something to Hassan.
Cornholio, Janab.
Bunghole?
Ooh, this is a kamikaze mission.
I need to see me for my bunghole.
Have to wait your turn, sir.
My bunghole with that way.
Yes?
Captain, this is Khalid. We've got trouble.
Trouble?
It's a hijacking.
Khalid, what about the passengers?
They don't know a thing.
Good. Let's keep it that way. Now let me talk to the air marshal.
Hello, Captain. Apparently what happened was the man walked back to the lavatory.
Excuse me, I'm terribly sorry.
Are you threatening me?
The stewardess says it looks oily and yellow. Says he could blow up the whole flight.
I am Cornholio. I need TV for my bunghole.
What do you want us to do?
Nothing. Go back to your seat.
This is the captain speaking. I am asking all of you to remain seated, your seatbelt securely fastened, and stay calm. We are in contact with the tower trying to assess our situation.
Oh, no, now the lights have gone off.
There's something going on up by the cockpit.
Get the hell out of the cockpit!
Meanwhile, far below...
It was all very queer. But queerer things were yet to come.
This whole confusion was obviously planned from the inside.
Inside the World Trade Center on the 50th floor. Just like Leningrad.
Wait! There's another one!
I saw it then, too. A dark object glided through the churning clouds like a shark.
This is all like a bad dream!
What the hell is that?
My God, that maniac is heading straight for us!
Son of a bitch! It's coming again! Go up now!
Follow me, please. We're going to climb the stairs to the North Tower now. They are quite narrow and steep, so we will have to go single file. Please watch your step.
Something's wrong. I can feel it. Something is going to happen. Something bad.
Come on, cut it out. It's just your imagination.
Over there! Look!
Look at that!
I've never seen anything like
I've
it!
I've never seen anything like it! Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
God, over there!
Oh, no! Not again! It's them!
Too late. All your imperialist weapons and lives can't save it now. We're going down. We're going to crash.
David 14, acknowledge.
Tell this to the workers when they ask where your leader went. We, the soldiers of the National Liberation Front of America, in the name of the workers and all the oppressed of this imperialist country, have struck a fatal blow to the racist police state.
This is hell. This is fate. But now this is your world and it's great. So rejoice, pop a corn. Buddy, everyone's coming to me.
Clavkash, tower.
Well, he'll kill Millie and then me.
Clavkash.
Captain, I think he means...
I said, Sturtis!
Uh-huh.
Just let Satan whet up his knife.
She burned rubber for 20 feet.
This is the captain speaking. I am asking all of you to remain seated in your seatbelt securely fastened and stay calm.
That's what she said! Woo!
As they say in the Old Testament,
you're an abomination.
But like the good book says, there are bigger deals to come.
People who think that I'm one of them. But Allah may well have been Muhammad. It's a creation of Muhammad's imagination.
What? Oh, what the fuck were you thinking?
What are you doing?
In fact, the name Allah is not even in the Bible, is it?
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, see? Okay.
Probably should ignore that.
Say what?
There's no emoticon for what I'm feeling.
Yeah, that woman's about as subtle as a rhinoceros horn on the backside.
It's in Revelation, people!
I hope you enjoyed your stopover. We will now continue with the remainder of the flight.
If you don't want to wear your seatbelts, you don't have to.
The jets are coming out on top tonight. We're gonna watch Bernardo drop tonight. That Puerto Rican punkle go down. And when he's hollered uncle, we'll tear up the town.
Meanwhile,
my God. What is that? What?
Look, there it is.
It had many layers, like floors of a building.
In front of us, a large tower dotted with rectangular lights.
One World Trade Plaza.
He's approaching the World Trade Center.
Right, that son of a bitch just right.
At the top of this palace-like place, assembled with almost apparent care, were tiny, shining objects. One could almost call it an altar. When the breeze blew through this construction, it produced sounds of wailing, crying, tiny wails, tiny crying.
Here it comes again!
Oh, my word! Oh, my word!
There comes a time in Eastman's life when he can't even believe his own eyes.
Stupid plane.
Ha ha, dead again. Give it up.
Why, I think they put an airline hijacker on a bus.
Meanwhile,
the elevator had one more floor to go. Suddenly, we ducked to the side and it struck the tower.
We've been hit!
He's down!
40 degrees, 50 yards from impact. I'm going in.
I hope someone's videotaping this.
Well, come on then. I got us a great place to watch from.
It'll be like pay-per-view.
Hi, Matt.
How's business?
Just booming. Sorry.
You reported that your ship was viewed at the scene of your present operations.
That is correct.
They have been viewed many times, but not at the scene of operations. Something must be done about that.
Any questions?
Stop! You didn't expect that, did you?
You don't really believe that, do you?
It's my first day!
I do it again.
Air hogs are extremely durable and able to withstand difficult crashes. If, however, one of the wings does break, you can simply repair it with a little bit of clear tape or replace it with one of the spare wings included in the package.
Why stop there? High Militia has a secret plan to beat up all sorts of government officials. That'll teach them to drag their feet on high-definition TV.
You're under arrest for conspiracy!
Well, I just remembered they're having a big party down at the waterfront.
I don't remember that. You just saw it on TV.
The important thing is I didn't imagine.
All citizens are urged to stay on the street. I'm obsessive compulsive.
However, in spite of this urging and warning, streets and highways are packed with frantic people. We repeat, the safest course of action at this time is simply to stay where you are.
Now the fun begins.
The Jets are gonna have their day tonight. The Jets are gonna have their way tonight. We'll rumble them right.
Meanwhile, far below...
After climbing for what seemed like hours, we stopped on a landing. My heart pounded. What a horrible day. What?
Naive.
And then the day turned even more horrible.
Ah, nuts.
Hello?
I need to talk to your supervisor right away.
Speaking.
Okay, listen to me. I think something really terrible is about to happen at your building. You have got...
It's under control, sir.
Excuse me?
Don't worry about us, sir. We're solid.
You'll have to use the east stairwell. It's going to take you a little while to get ground level. Call me when you get outside.
Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C.
Abandon all of you who enter here.
I don't know what's coming down next.
There is no arrest there in the Capitol, and we feel confident that we can continue to get our work done while taking necessary precautions to affect the people that work with us.
How do we know that?
In a long enough timeline, the survival rate for everyone drops to zero.
It's a silent testament to the never give up and never think things out spirit of our citizens.
With our utter annihilation imminent, our federal government has snapped into action.
Radio to head, Mr. President. They know the situation. They're waiting for your broadcast.
Mr. President,
I'm the president. Sure, I'm the president. I knew when I got this thing, I'd be president.
Where'd you get it?
Woke up and there it was. It's like a miracle. Hail to the chief.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Democracy simply doesn't work.
End games are always full of surprises, aren't they? What do you think his next move will be?
I don't know.
Okay, just send it to Jesus. Here is the Pentagon.
Flying saucer seen over Washington, D.C.
You're seated in an emergency exit row now and feel you would be unable or unwilling to perform the duties listed on the safety card. Please ask a flight attendant to reseat you.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Want to switch seats?
No, I'm not sure I'm the man for that particular job.
An exit door procedure at 30,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Illusion of safety.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know why they put oxygen masks on planes?
So you can breathe.
Oxygen gets you high. In a catastrophic emergency, you're taking giant panic breaths. Suddenly you become euphoric, docile. You accept your fate. It's all right here. Emergency water landing 600 miles an hour. Blank faces, calm as Hindu cows.
That's an interesting theory.
Mom thinks I spend way too much time on the computer. She thinks I'm breaking into the Pentagon.
Yeah, don't worry, kid. It'll all be over soon.
That was the guy across the aisle, who must have been listening to us the whole time. I looked over and watched him blasting away on his laptop computer. On the screen, in bright red letters, was one word. Doom.
Much quicker than I dared to believe.
Okay.
General's jaw went rigid, his eyes widened, and his feet jumped from the floor.
And it goes without saying, it caused him to empty his mouth. Oh!
Oh! Oh! Dumb one, Dad.
Within seconds, the smell of burned hair and flesh made the thick air foul. After he fought for a long moment to keep his teeth clenched, the general finally screamed.
The call is from heroism. Will you accept the charges?
He was trying to get him to pick up the telephone.
We've got a war tomorrow.
That can be arranged.
Then, I saw the bodies. The bodies lay face down, absolutely drenched. Puddles forming beneath them.
Let's get the hell out of here already. Screw history.
We approached that stupid black water jerk.
Way to guard the party lot, Top Gun.
I have three medals for this.
But worst of all was the disgrace.
Whatever.
Meanwhile,
where we left off.
I'm scared. Eddie, this was your idea. I mean, I didn't beg and plead to see the Terror Tower. You did.
Oh, honey, what is it?
Bodies littered the hallway as we approached an elevated panel in the wall.
No.
Don't look.
Oh, no.
Gasping for breath, clutching her stomach. Her eyes glazed over with wild fear.
I can't remember standing by the wall. As we kiss, nothing can fall.
Are you a little bit loose in the upstairs region?
The building say no more.
For an instant, I watched Black Doom unfold over my head.
Jump, Eddie! Jump! Jump now!
Eddie jumped too.
On the way!
We plunged. I closed my eyes as we fell. The sensation of falling freezing my brain with absolute terror. My worst fear came to life. I felt myself plunging faster and faster. No hope for rescue. Only the immovable ground rushing up to meet me.
Sorry, we'll be on the ground very soon. I'll see if I can find you a pillow.
Down, down, into the street of shadows. The street of forgottenness. Skid Row, whatever you want to call it.
Golly!
The sight of the open sky startling me, a cry swelling in my throat. I felt weightless, suspended in midair, my arms and legs spreading out in shock. For an instant, I felt a strange exhilaration, almost a joy. The sensation of free flight. For the first time, height, speed, and the sensation of falling didn't bother me. For that instant, I couldn't see or think of anything else. Not the aliens, not the attacking craft. Only the wonderful sensation of flight. Something I had never felt before. In a flash, the surge subsided and gravity returned.
Ah! He sobbed and he sighed and the gurgle he gave. Then he plunged himself into the billowy wave. And an echo arose from the suicide's grave. Oh, willow, tit willow, tit willow.
As if on cue,
click.
Ah! A clown shaped like a skull!
Maybe it just collapsed on its own.
Collapsed on its own, you sh...
No one would be stupid enough to believe that.
Yeah.
Who cares what you believe?
Anyway.
To the pulling down of strongholds.
Here, here.
He will not tear them down without your help.
That's right.
How did they do it? Again.
Does it thrill me? Oh, yes, it does. I must be some monster.
Before he could answer...
Hello.
We're gonna beat every last
bugging
gang on the whole bugging street, on the whole
bugging
ever.
Here, here, oh, here, here. You don't say that on the radio, these boys.
Some time has apparently elapsed.
What a filthy mess.
Watch where the hell you're stepping.
And why don't you be polite, you stinking puss bag? Sorry about that guy. They stick all the jerks in power one.
What a...
It's a nightmare. I'll wake up. My clothes will be on the road all day.
Oi! Oi!
Are you a representative from the airline?
And I'm pleased to report that our special anti-terrorist program, which was enacted under my supervision, was an extraordinary success.
What's your name?
I am Cornelio.
Son of a bitch!
Well, I'm flopping the 21st century for you.
Can't believe this is happening here, sir.
We just have to learn to accept it.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Everything you know is wrong.
Our lives are going to be changed, I think, irreparably after this. The lives of the American people.
The wealthy mortician who returns to the campus now and then, driving a large Cadillac, and who talks to the boys in the chapel about God being his buddy.
But it was a tragic strike, something that we knew was going to happen. It comes strictly out of that struggle in the Middle East that we have been warning about.
This Babbitt's religiosity is the clue to another of his characteristics.
And I'm sure we're going to surrender certain freedoms in order to stay alive in the air.
He knows what to do. We'll do whatever you say.
Excellent.
Implicitly.
It's all falling into place.
Burn. 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 Yes, burn. Burn.
Wall of flame. For we learn that...
And now as these walls...
What?
Yes.
Only a small section of the walls still stood.
Oh, that.
A smoldering.
The rest had crumbled or fallen.
Unreal is my feeling.
Hey, hey.
I wonder where all the rats are gonna go.
The air is thin.
Jeez!
let this happen. You were supposed to be the night watchman.
I was watching. I saw the whole thing. First it started falling over, then it fell over.
Wow.
Thanks. Oh, no!
The elevator car smashed up and out of the elevator shaft. Its mangled remains...
What the hell?
...landed in a smoking, twisted wad on the floor in front of us. Something threw it up the shaft.
This elevator only goes to the basement. And someone made an awful mess down there.
And the world is in such a mess today, if you'll pardon the expression, is because...
Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
Now she's under the house digging again. I can hear her down there with my old rusty tool, picking and shoveling away. Doing it the hard way. But it's her project.
I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground.
I can hear her down there with my old rusty tool, picking and shoveling away. Doing it the hard way. But it's her project. And she says I'm not and don't have to be involved. Do it all. It has now become impossible for me to lie here comfortably, listening to the ball game.
Or have they given up and all gone home to bed? Thinking those who once existed must be dead.
We were warned of judgment. Well, here it is.
The wave of violence that began inexplicably last night is continuing and intensifying all across the nation today. Authorities have thus far been helpless in their efforts to prevent it. Parents
have been blowing up the rest of the world for years. We're just surprised it took the bastards this long to get here.
Precisely my sentiments.
Where did the terrorists come from? These are the questions that every American is asking today.
What I propose that all seven of these ex-brothers be now entered in the minutes as probationary martyrs to the court.
I second that, Reg.
Thank you, Loretta.
To deal with terrorism that comes out of Saudi Arabia, 15 of the 19 hijacked.
Yes, and we're not going to let 9/11 happen.
The only way you can prevent a full-scale terror against your population is to adopt some kind of martial law. We want to keep it that way.
You don't want to let that.
You don't really believe that, do you?
Gotta nuke something.
Now let's never speak of this again.
Now you know everything, my friend.
You be quiet.
And I wonder, is this the way life's meant to be?
That's a real question.
I know it's only a day since I was taken away. I'm left standing here looking in wonder.
It's your life.
All the ground at my feet. Maybe it's just the old street, but everything that I know lies under.
It's your life.
And when I see what they've done to this place that was home, shame is all that I feel. Oh,
one big puff of smoke and ball of fire.
Can you prove that it didn't happen?